And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 27th of September, 2025. The fourth Saturday of September marks the observation of National Hunting and Fishing Day, as well as Fish Amnesty Day. The less than 5% of the population that hunts animals tends to be a little defensive, as the number of people who think that gunning down animals is, quote, sporting, plummets. Hunters desperately try to prop up their dying industry with right-to-hunt laws, and even a National Hunting and Fishing Day, as if conservation is attained through the barrel of a gun or at the end of a sharp hook. Wildlife watching and photography are Americans' real favorite ways to enjoy nature. So PETA created a holiday that true outdoors people can actually celebrate, Fish Amnesty Day. This day was started to remind people that fish should be respected and not killed for fun. PETA advocates for fish rights because they tend to be left out or forgotten, even by animal advocates. Some people give up animal meat but continue to consume fish. In fact, more fish are killed for food each year than all other animals combined. This is worsened by the persistent false belief that fish aren't able to feel pain. Fish are truly fascinating animals. Apart from being breathtakingly beautiful, they come in a wide range of colors and varieties. Every region on the planet is blessed with a bounty of different kinds of fish. Fish have distinct personalities, just like other animals and humans, and are quite social as well. With sophisticated societal structures, they recognize and communicate with other fish in their school. Fish have excellent long-term memories, use tools to accomplish tasks, pass on knowledge, and learn from one another. Most fish have taste buds all over their body. Fish also have advanced nervous systems that process and respond to pain. At the anatomical level, fish have neurons known as nociceptors, which detect potential harm, such as high temperatures, intense pressure, and caustic chemicals. With no laws protecting them from cruelty, fish are often impaled on hooks, removed from the water, and suffocated. Their mouths are ripped open as hooks are pried out. They're hit on the head with blunt objects, and they're sliced open and disemboweled while still alive. The extent of animal cruelty that fish face has consistently astonished animal rights activists and researchers. Fish also frequently die because of catch-and-release fishing. Those who are thrown back into the water after they've been hooked often don't survive the injury and the loss of their protective outer coating. The Utah Division of Wildlife Resources reports that the major cause of hooking mortality is the hooking injury itself. More than 60% of deeply hooked fish die after they're released. Millions of birds, turtles, dolphins, manatees, whales, and other animals die or sustain debilitating injuries after swallowing fish hooks or becoming entangled in fishing lines. Wildlife rehabilitators say that discarded fishing tackle is one of the greatest threats to aquatic animals. Fish farms cause severe environmental pollution, significant threats to wild fish populations, serious animal welfare concerns, and negative socioeconomic consequences for local communities. While often marketed as a sustainable alternative to wild-caught fish, the industrial-scale aquaculture of carnivorous species exacerbates problems in marine ecosystems. This day reminds us that all beings deserve to live free from harassment. And here's a portion of a poem for today. The fish turns into a man and then into a spirit and again speaks, by Lee Hunt. Indulge thy smiling scorn if smiling still, O man, and loathe but with a sort of love, for difference must itself by difference prove, and in sweet clang the spheres with music fill. One of the spirits am I, that at their will live in whate'er has life, fish, eagle, dove, no hate, no pride, beneath not nor above, a visitor of the rounds of God's sweet skill. Man's life is warm, glad, sad, twixt loves and graves, boundless in hope, honored with pangs austere, heaven gazing, and his angel wings he craves. The fish is swift, small needing, vague yet clear, a cold, sweet, silver life wrapped in round waves, quickened with touches of transporting fear. The fish turns into a man and then into a spirit and again speaks by Leigh Hunt. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with the reminder to not be the cause of a fish's fear.